How are things going to look this year for Pinrod?
Yeah, so we are a little smaller than normal. And part of that, I mean, a lot of it is due to COVID and the ripple effects from it. But we're still going to be at Newfields. We're still going to be outside. It'll look the same for the most part for most people, because a lot of the little changes are going to be on the backside that people don't normally see. So it should look and feel the same, weather permitting, of course, as usual. We'll have music. We'll have artists. We'll have food vendors. And all sorts of stuff. Fun for the whole family.
As far as little changes are concerned, are we talking about capacity limits or just requiring face masks? How's that going to look as far as health precautions?
So right now, COVID is a very fluid thing and it could change. But right now we are recommending masks, not requiring them. We'll have masks available at the door. It's an outdoor event. I think, at least what I've seen, it's a little safer being outside, but also I think people are more comfortable outside too. So those two things have given us some comfort. There's no capacity restrictions there's inherent restrictions in the size of the grounds, and parking for us has always been a capacity restriction. So just getting people there, it's going to keep the numbers down.
You know, speaking of artists, one of the great things about Pinrod is that the proceeds from ticket sales goes back into the local arts community, which I think is absolutely phenomenal because the arts community is a very important part of the community. How does that work exactly, and how is that money directed into who gets what?
Thanks for this question, because it's been something that for us that we've really struggled to message. Pinrod was founded in 1967. We've been an all-volunteer organization since that time. Every dollar that's come in, that you got to cover costs, obviously, but every dollar above that goes back into the community in form of grants. Our grant process is open in the springtime. The awards usually come out, May, June. We were a little slow this year again because of COVID, but every dollar that comes in goes back to different arts organizations in Indiana. We give to some of the biggest names in central Indiana, but we also give, and especially in the last 10 years, we've been really focused on giving to organizations that really need the money.
Rob, can you give us a little bit of background about you and what you do?
Well, I'm a musician as well as the artistic director for the Indianapolis Jazz Foundation at Indy Jazz Fest. And I also work, adjunct as a professor at IUPUI, so I wear a few different hats. But I met Tim and the Pinrod Society through Indianapolis Jazz Foundation. So we curate the music for them for the last 3 or 4 years.
You know, as far as your connection, your relationship with Pinrod, how important has that and has it been?
Well, I think for a lot of arts organizations, Pinrod is just a great, valuable resource. It really is something that gives a lot of arts organizations, such as the Indianapolis Jazz Foundation, touch points with the community, because they typically have a lot of people that support the arts that come to Pinrod. So a lot of the arts organizations like to participate because that's their core audience. So we were very excited to be a part of Pinrod and to get involved and partner with him on several ventures, because their audience is definitely our audience.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.